Well, so pleased to have some special guests joining us here in studio as we get excited for Back to Batoche Days coming up July 17th to the 20th. We have Jason Mercredi, the acting COO of Métis Nation, in studio, and also Victor Guillet, who is the president of Batoche Local 51. First of all, thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Jason, let's talk a little bit about this festival. My goodness, the entertainment is just lined right up and ready to go. We got so much fun stuff for everybody to do.
Yeah,
hey?
We have, you know, from July 17th to the 20th, we have, we're expecting about 40,000 people on site. We have everything from music and dance. Rebecca Strong's coming to sing. We have rodeo. We have relays. We have Indian relays, jigging. You know, we have a traditional bison harvest. It's going to be off the charts, and it's, you know, we want to make sure that everybody knows there's a lot of events for the kids, a lot of activities for the children. It's going to be a very fun event for the community and for the whole province, really.
One of the biggest things I've always noticed is the workshops that are there. So if somebody is on the festival grounds, how do they sign up for one of the workshops?
You just show up. That's kind of the best thing. You know, things are always happening at Batoche. There, you know, any given day we have about 30 or 40 things going on. There's something for everybody. If you like the arts, we have a tattoo artist on site. We have lots of vendors on site. You can participate in art. If you like language, you can learn about the language. If you like the history, you can learn about the history at the old festival, at the traditional Batoche grounds. Then we have shuttles every day that take people to and from the historical grounds and the festival grounds. And you know, there's something for everybody at this event.
Absolutely. And Victor, you know, it is Métis land out there now at Batoche, hey?
Yeah, correct. You're very much so. And like I say, I can't stress enough, like Jason here, it's a celebration of Métis culture, our history, our background. And everyone's invited. We stress that. It's not only to Métis people. Come on out and celebrate. Last year, Jason, correct me, I think we had 40,000 people.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, go through the gates. So that was a real, real success.
Absolutely.
And there's everything, there's something for everybody and everything for somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
We got lots going on there too. So
Jason, let's talk a little bit about camping. I know everybody's going to ask, but with 40,000 people, we can't put everybody in a campsite, hey?
That's correct. We're actually sold out of campsites, but luckily we do have free shuttles that come from both Saskatoon and Prince Albert every day throughout the day. The schedule is posted on our website, backtobatoche.ca. Sadly, camping sold out, but, you know, it shows the popularity of the festival. But like we said, you know, if you're in one of the major cities or you even get to one of the major cities, you're going to be able to shuttle in there for free. And you're also more than welcome to drive yourself out for the day. A lot of families do that. And when you get to the festival grounds, you park offsite on a parking lot. But then we have wagons that take people around to basically shuttle people wherever they need to go throughout. And it makes the festival really accessible, which is, you know, something that we're striving for every year.
Absolutely. Well, it's one of the biggest events of the summer. Back to Batoche Days coming July 17th. To the 20th. Jason, Victor, is there anything else you guys want to add?
Well, for myself, I'd like to just, I'd like to key in on the highlights. Prize winning, jigging, fiddling, square dancing. And again, this year we're going to have the Batoche Idol, which I believe, Jason, you'll agree with me, was a great success last year. And again, we're going to have it this year. We're going to have Batoche Idol, and I will be the MC for Batoche Idol.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So are you going to be the Simon Cowell approach to everybody, or are you a nice gentleman when it comes to judging?
Well, I'll tell you something. When you're judging MC in an event like that, and that's my home area, there's a lot of hecklers, if you know what I mean, from the crowd, in a good way, though. So it's a fun event, too. And this year, too, along... Rebecca Strong from Stony Rapids, the winner of season 3,
That's
Canada's
right.
Got Talent. Yep. We all got her, and she's just been we're so proud of her in our community. And she's also going to be a guest judge for Batoche Idol.
Right on. Well,
so it's going to be great.
Yeah, make sure to say hi to Rebecca for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, we will. Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, well, you guys, thanks so much for coming in today. Best of luck with Back to Batoche. Again, it's coming up July 17th to the 20th. And Jason, what's that website one more time?
backtobatochedays.ca.